This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired.com, and I am at the 25th anniversary of the World Pork Expo, and we are with one of our favorite companies, Alltech. Aidan Conley is with me. He's the Vice President of Corporate Accounts, and he's giving me a huge rundown of all the big issues that they're talking about here today. So, well, Aidan, you touched on an issue that we are having in Iowa right now, and that's just exorbitant amounts of rain, and they're behind in planting the fields, and there's been a lot of talk around the exhibit hall about how this could affect feed prices. So, you know, let's kick it off with the feed price issue. From your perspective, what do you think we're looking at in terms of higher prices, lower prices, how maybe you could touch on how a hog producer could modify their feed to keep their costs down?
It's always difficult to predict what's going to happen with feed prices because there's so many factors. But fundamentally, it comes down to supply and demand. The demand side, I think, is going to stay very strong. We are seeing continued growth in China, even though that seems to fluctuate. We do expect that China will continue to buy more grains and more proteins from the U.S. From my point of view, I tend to be optimistic. I think it's very early days. I know the plantings are behind, but I think we can make it up. And I think that that will reflect itself, hopefully, in terms of bumper crop, and we will see prices going lower later in the season. That said, it's very clear that we need to do everything we can to get the nutrients out of the diet. So I think we need to be very concerned with intestinal health, gut health of that pig. We need to keep that pig healthy. I think we need to be looking at any technologies that can improve feed efficiency. Alltech has got some. You know, we've got things like our enzymes, we've got our Actigen. We work a lot with antioxidants, all of which can help improve the ability of the pig to absorb nutrients better. But basically, I would say to any hog producer today, spend the money to improve feed conversion. It's money well spent. With the cost of feed, even if it comes down, it'll always be much higher than historical levels. So spend the money on those sorts of ingredients.
So when we're talking about some of the nutrients, I think there's a misconception that hogs eat corn. And I know that's not the case, and you know that's not the case. So do you have specific nutrient products versus specific types of feed, whether it's corn, soybean, wheat, or do your enzymes work across the board effectively in terms of helping hogs get more nutrients?
The enzymes that we're using, we use complexes. Typically, they would have 32, 33, 34 enzyme activities. So they will work with all types of feed. They tend to work best where the feed is less digestible. So if they're using DDGs, if they're using maybe more bran, more wheat, more barley, and more ingredients in general that are less digestible, the enzymes will undoubtedly be more effective there. We've also found that intestinal health is critical. If the intestine is healthy, naturally enough, the intestine works better, so more nutrients are absorbed. And in particular, our gut health programs, one of our technologies, Actigen, is being used all over the North America at the moment. That has been very, very successful. It drops the feed conversion of the pigs by about 5 points. In today's world, that's worth an awful lot of money. So those are the sorts of things I think that people are embracing.
So if you're looking at a hog farmer who's not using Actigen and converts to this wouldn't sort of offset any higher feed costs, correct?
More than. And I think that's the excitement that we see, that maybe these higher feed costs have made people look at technologies they haven't looked at in a while. Actigen happens to be a new technology, so that's maybe more exciting. But in general, we've seen people go back to things they've done in the past and reevaluate them. And it's going to make us, as an industry, more competitive. It's going to make it, last numbers I saw showed the U.S. cost of production was similar to Brazil, which I think is tremendous because Brazil has traditionally been the lowest in the world. So that means the U.S. and Brazil can both be equal in terms of competition in the world marketplace.
Now, I want to move into a little bit. We're talking about nutrition, and to me, nutrition and health are obviously linked. And I know there's been some long-term sort of diseases that you see in herds. Can you talk a little bit about what some of those key issues are and how Alltech is working with producers to address some of those?
I suppose apart from maybe some of the recent discussion about novel diseases that we're finding here in North America, PRRS, P-R-R-S, that's been the big disease. To a lesser degree, you see obviously circovirus and some other viral issues. And PERS has been particularly troubling because it seems to be able to trick its way around many of the traditional strategies that we would use. Things that would work with other viruses just don't work with PERS. Alltech has been working with the University of Illinois on strategies, including things like biomass and Actigen products that we have, to try to improve the immune status of that pig and to allow it to recover better when it gets a PERS infection. And I think that that's exactly what we need to be doing. If we get optimal immune function, optimal immune health, if that pig is more resistant to the disease, then I think it's going to be much more effective at returning to normal consumption of feed and growth. That's really part of the future. I don't think we're ever going to really get away from these types of diseases. It's hard in our intensive systems to eliminate them, but we do have the opportunity to manage around them. And they are global diseases. So, for example, in China, PERS is a huge, huge issue. Mortality levels can be as high as 30 to 50%. So we, you know, at least here in the United States, we have learned how to work with it, and we have new ideas, new technologies, new tools that make us even better again.
Well, you bring up a good point about China, and it's my understanding that Smithfield Foods was just purchased by a Chinese company, correct?
Yes.
How do you think that's going to impact both, you know, the hog operations here in the U.S., as well as the fact that China's a huge market for U.S. producers? How will it affect that market as well?
Well, I don't work for Smithfield, so I'd hesitate to make a comment on their behalf, but I would say I've been to China a lot. I'm impressed about the Chinese is I think they've embraced a similar system of working to the way we do here, a lot less formal and a lot more get things done. I think that they tend to work in a hands-off manner. So when they acquire international companies, they've let the international management to run it. They've set clear goals, but they tend not to be meddling or micromanaging. I think from a global or North American perspective, it offers a lot of great opportunities. It offers the opportunity to export more pork to China, which I think that by ownership will allow those barriers to come down and for the borders to be easier to cross. I think they're very interested in importing the U.S. genetics, so I think Smithfield's genetics could be useful within that and helping them to become more productive. And I think they're also interested in processing technology. They want to build more processing plants, and of course Smithfield has a lot of experience in that. I think overall these things are going to be very, 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 very good for the U.S. marketplace. Although I expect China to become better at producing hogs, more efficient, maybe better at producing further processed meat, I still feel that overall China can never supply the requirements of its own population. And so the U.S. and Brazil, and particularly from our point of view, the U.S. is going to be a key marketplace, and Smithfield will be a key part of that. I think this can open the door to other companies to do the same thing.
Now, Aidan, what are some other key issues? You know, we're halfway through 2013, going into 2014. From an industry perspective, you know, from Alltech's perspective, what are some other issues that you see facing the industry?
Well, we're facing some of the big issues, the macro issues. We need to feed more people globally. That's a great opportunity. We need to do so with generally, by historic standards, higher cost feed. That's a challenge. We're having trouble in finding the right people to come into the industry. That's another challenge. But I think what we in Alltech try to do is also help producers address the growing restrictions that we see on the way we grow hogs. We're seeing restrictions on what we do with regards to minerals. So Alltech has developed and has launched here the mineral total replacement program. This allows us to use dramatically lower levels of zinc, copper, selenium, other minerals, you know, 80%, up to 80% less, which I think is good for the environment, it's good for the health of the pig, it's good for productivity. I'm very interested in the replacement of antibiotics. Although this has not been a big, big issue in the U.S., it's becoming a larger issue as companies are retailers such as Walmart and Costco are really pushing the envelope in that area and asking for more help. We're seeing more restrictions on the use of what we do with our feed and how we use our feed. So all of these represent challenges and opportunities. Alltech Fields has got the right solutions for the right time. We think we can make people more profitable. We think we can make them profitable in a manner that hopefully means that they can overcome these issues and continue to have loyal, profitable, and successful business.
Great. Thanks, Aidan.
Thank you very much.